Welcome to Bridge the Gap with hosts Josh and Lucas, a podcast dedicated to informing, educating, and influencing the future of housing and services for seniors.
Powered by Salinity.
Welcome to Bridge the Gap podcast, the senior living podcast with Josh and Lucas. Today we have an exciting guest. We have Dr. Donna. Welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
So we got a little background noise here because we are in the lobby of a very active hotel right now. And we are really excited to talk to Donna because she is the body language doctor and a keynote speaker at a lot of industry events. Yes. And today we're sitting down with you because we're involved with Leading Age Tennessee and you've been a keynote speaker here.
Yes, thank you. It was wonderful. Had a great time.
And the feedback has been really, really good. And so I think for our listeners and our audience, we'd love to know your background and what got you down this path.
Well, it's kind of an interesting background. I love people, have from early on, of course, like many people say. And 30 years ago, I was a junior high teacher. So I looked at the 14-year-old and I found that person to be fascinating. And so when I look at adults, I'm thinking, you're 14, but you can drive. So I just enjoy the dynamics of people and how they interact in social situations and how they really speak and they don't have to say anything. So a room like this is just wonderful to take it all in.
Absolutely. So I know that, you know, you're a CEO and I'm primarily in a business development role. And so the topic of body language is really interesting to me because I'm constantly maybe even overanalyzing what I'm doing, or on the flip side, I'm not thinking about what I'm doing
right,
at all.
Right.
And so I would love to hear, like, you're speaking to an industry where seniors are being cared for.
Mm-hmm.
And people are trying to build leadership teams just as they would in any business, but it's a very unique skill set. And so what did you talk to them today about building their leadership teams and how that translates over into a care environment?
Well, we talked about several things. For example, when you're meeting with families, how far do you sit or where do you sit at the table to make them feel comfortable or to get them to talk more? Because it's a stressful situation. So, you know, the cortisol is flying. And then you throw financial in there. And then you throw love and emotion in there. And it's tough. And so we wear it. You know, we wear it on the outside of our body for the color of our skin, for what our hands are doing, or how much we or where we touch somebody to build trust instantly. Because, you know, trust is 1/10. You either have it or you don't. And so on a first impression, you're like, wow, do they buy, you know, do they buy me, all of me, or am I a fraud? Or do they know that I genuinely care, or is it just a job? So it's teaching things like that to build instant rapport. And like yesterday, we did a deep dive on a pre-work session here at the conference, and we talked about first impressions and just how powerful they are, because first impressions are lasting impressions. So we also talked about what we do with our body, from our elbows and how much space we consume, you know, the study of proxemics and the study of touch and haptics. We didn't really get into that, but even our tone of voice, even sitting here competing with the Starbucks machine,
right.
how do we talk to each other, or how loud do we get, or how fast do we talk, or how long do we talk? So all of those elements make up communication, which is how we navigate our world.
Mm-hmm. So fascinating. So here at this conference, probably not a lot different than a lot of conferences that you go to, we have a variety of different leadership, from clinical teams to CEOs to
right.
ownership groups. And then we've got some line staff, what we call line staff, you know, that maybe have very little college education, and they're going back to communities with a very diverse work group. What are some takeaways? Is this kind of a universal language where everybody can be taught at the same level and we're all focusing on the same thing? Or do you have kind of a takeaway for the C-suite and mm-hmm. how they take that and deliver that message a little different to maybe a housekeeper or a caregiver?
I would think so, because at a CEO level, I think you're watched. You're under scrutiny all the time. So how are you presenting yourself? Because you may not be in a direct service with a family. However, you're out dealing with financial institutes and building trust that way, or trying to bring a new partner on. So how do you make those type of relationships, which have to do with maybe handshakes? You know, the mastery of a handshake is, and as we know, and men, you know, sometimes you're like, oh, that was a horrible handshake. What do we do? And you remember it every time when it's a great one and when it's a lousy one. So maybe that would be a little bit different, but then how close you get to a senior in his or her room to make them feel comfortable. So very different. Or how welcoming is your smile? Because we know smiles are universal compared to some other nonverbals, which might be culturally driven, but, you know, can they see you kind of thing? Whereas maybe a CEO doesn't think about that because they're on a big platform to be seen. So yeah, there are different takeaways depending on what role that you play. But at the end of the day, we're all humans and we all want to be social and engage with each other. So in that part, we share it.
So really interesting. I got to ask you. So we're in an interesting position because Lucas and myself, we are getting to see behind the scenes of this show that we're at, mm-hmm. that you're speaking at. So we're kind of in and out. We're the media team and helping out with things. So people are coming out saying, oh no, I got called out for being on my cell phone, or, oh no, I'm afraid to go back in there. I don't know what she's going to say to me, but I've got to get back in. I've got to hear more. So it's very interesting to me that people are so in tune, in touch, and want to hear what you're saying. It's almost like they're craving it, but yet they're scared to death to go back in there. So tell me what that's all about.
Yeah. And I think that's one of those things as human nature is I want to be present, but don't call me out, or some people don't mind it. So that's kind of the nature of humans, if you will. But the information part of it, kind of like what you do, the informed part of it, mm-hmm. is critical. Whether or not the message of how it's delivered, I try to deliver with a lot of humor and compassion and getting close. But if you think about it, when I typically have 60 minutes, I have to get a lot of information in, build quick rapport. Do you believe what I'm going to say? And then there's 200 people that you don't want to offend, but you're talking about their bodies. Mm-hmm. You're talking about their facial expressions. You might be talking about what they chose to wear. So it really is about them and what they want to take away from it. And so, you know, we all know we have what's called learning mode. Am I in learning mode? Am I receptive? And I've actually had people come up and going, be honest, tell me what you think about my glasses. And I had that in a conference one time with 600 women in the room. And I'm like, well, and they were big purple circle glasses. And I said, well, I don't want to be the one to tell you. How about we let them tell you? And I said, do you think she should keep her glasses? And it was a resounding no. And her feedback was, I need to go to the store tomorrow. So she took it great. She was ready for it. Versus if I see somebody and I might be noticing something like cleavage. You know, cleavage is a sensitive but very obvious issue. And we don't like to talk about it, but boy, sometimes it's right there. And so I tend to talk about what's right there, whatever it might be. And that's what most people are probably uncomfortable with. If they're uncomfortable, is I talk about things that we talk about behind people's back.
We need like a Dr. Donna app that has like, you know, artificial intelligence that just every single day you can just check in with Dr. Donna and say, how does this look?
Yeah. Well, speaking of that, I mean, so between the deep dive yesterday, mm-hmm. the keynote today, there's a lot of content there, and I'm sure you're just scratching at the surface of this. For a CEO that has been at a conference, they've come and they've been overwhelmed with information and they're like, how can I take this back? Where do I start? I'm feeling overwhelmed. I can't possibly regurgitate everything she says. What would be your encouragement? Where's the place to start at implementing some of these just key things in your organization?
Well, I think one of the things that we all have in common is that we read each other's faces. Mm-hmm. So what does your face look like as far as how it's groomed? I mean, look at your grooming. You know, it's almost identical kind of thing. You chose to make that a certain length and to stop it right here.
I'm hiding a lot behind this.
That's your mask, right? Yes. Yeah, you masked man you. And to be I think the first step is an awareness, things that you didn't notice before. And you're like, I never thought about that before, or that my hand was here. But like when you spoke just a minute ago, your hand came up to reinforce your message. Are you aware that it did that?
I was totally not aware.
Exactly.
Just like right now.
And that's
now I'm totally aware. What do I do with my hands?
I always say the goal is to mesmerize and terrorize, you know, kind of thing. Okay. But it does. It makes you almost paranoid from where your glasses sit to how low is this now, or is this watch right, or how are my fingers groomed? So that first part, I think, for anybody, even at the CEO level, is, and they might have some mastery of it just by experience or being taught earlier, is to, okay, I'm going to work on this today, or I'm going to work on a tone element today, or a word choice today. You know, people have the word apps to expand their vocabulary, or how they might pronounce a word, if you will. So all of those play into part of our communication. But when it comes to the nonverbal part, it might be how you're sitting. You know, just like you asked me, will I sit in the middle or will I sit on the end? Well, I thought, well, I can see both of you if I do this versus
a tennis match, right?
Yeah, you could be my tennis match, you know, the twin players of tennis. And so even when you walk into a room of what does that look like? And a lot of times, even at the CEO level, you know, the hand crossing the body to check the cuffs or to go into the hands, into the pocket. Those are really telltale signs of what's going on, you know, inside of all of us. And we all experience that. So I think an awareness or being intentional or beginning to look at other people is a great place to start.
Well, you bring up a good point that I would love to just selfishly talk about. So I'm always constantly, and I think other people resonate with this, is I'm wondering like what to do with my hands. Yeah. You walk into a room, a lot of times I'll put them in my pocket, I'll put them behind my back. I recently saw a photo online where it's six men in suits all standing there with their arms crossed in front of their body.
Right.
And it almost looked like they were in a lineup, like they were in trouble.
Those are natural places, particularly for males, to go to the fig leaf, if you will, or to go to the pocket. And if you think about it, because at our core, we are Homo sapiens. So our core safety is to protect ourselves from the neck area, and we do reproduce, and so we want to take care of our critical body parts, if you will. And so that's a very natural, particularly when males are close to each other, they become very stiff and aware of where everybody is. You know, placement of people. And so ideally, if you can get to the point where you rested at your side with a relaxed palm and a relaxed wrist straight down, but it takes a lot to do that because you're like, I feel awkward here. But then it's practicing it, so then it becomes natural, kind of like when you don't think about how your hand should be or how far we should hold this from our bodies, if you will.
Gotcha. I noticed for myself, a lot of times I'll grab my wedding ring with my other hand and spin it.
Yes.
Kind of keep my hands up in front of me. And so, yeah, no, this is very practical and tactical. So I have another question about photographs.
Mm-hmm.
If in a business setting, if you're taking a headshot or even just posing for, social media now, everybody's getting their photo taken, mm-hmm. and there's just a whole stream and a feed.
Yes.
If what are we trying to communicate, and what can we think about entering into those kind of candid photos that would send a message that is positive?
Well, what's in the background is always a great question. You know, is it a brick wall in the background? Is it a tree? I mean, you're conveying the entire photo within the frame. And so people want to pick up on, is that a car that I see, or are they in a parking lot, or where are they? Just like this is, you know, you thought about where this would be, from the hardwood table to what's in the background kind of thing, even from the ambient noise, if you will. And so when it comes to things like that, you of course, your smile, you know, people say they have a good side, or I like the way I photograph this side better. You know, in photos, there's a power position on a photo. And when you're looking at the photo, the power position person is typically on the left. And it has to do with the handshake coming around of a broken wrist on the right, if you will, versus a handshake of ownership on the left. So you can look, if you look at politicians, you know, you'll see someone give it up to that position, or they, you know, they take it kind of thing. And so what clothing are you wearing? You know, is it an open shirt? Or are you purposely putting on a tie? You know, are you wearing makeup? And men and women can wear makeup. As we know, it sends different messages, but some, you know, okay, depending where you are and how your hair is versus, oh, it just didn't matter, I just put a ball cap on. Well, people notice that you put a ball cap on kind of thing, because either your hair wasn't done, or you're going to a sports game, or you're lazy. And those are things that we infer, that we want. We are hungry to make a connection. So that's one of the interesting things about social media, is we may lose this people-to-people feel, which we learned so much from. That's where emojis came from, or emoticons. We want to see a smile and eyes and laughing and anything to animate, because of being a social being.
Mm. So I'd like to digress a little bit, because we jumped right into the body language, but I would kind of like to know about your why. Like, what got you doing this? I mean, this is a very specific field
niche,
of study.
Right.
You're in a niche. And so, you know, I've heard some little bits and pieces, but I mean, you've devoted your life to this. You speak all over the country. What brought you to this point, and what was your motivation for doing this?
I think it helps having come out of formal education. So, you know, my mother gave me some great advice years ago when I chose not to be in the classroom anymore. She said, "This is your classroom. You know, a stage is your classroom." And I am a teacher at heart. So whatever the content is something I want to teach, but I have a natural desire to want to help people. So my intention is always helpful, even though the message received may be say, that was kind of painful, you know, in the sense of like those glasses that time, or if somebody says, "How does that look?" or "What did you think of that?" Or, you know, even when like the other people got up to speak, they're like, "Oh, Donna, what do you think when you're looking at me?" And I'm like, "Well, we could work on that, because you may not be aware that your legs are crossed, or that you're looking smaller than you should be, or you're consuming." Even at the table for breakfast this morning, you know. So I feel like I love the fact that I can answer questions, and it truly is humbling for me that getting to study this as a choice of sociology, that I get to help people with it, whatever they're doing. And so, fortunately, it crosses all career fields, mm-hmm. all ages, all stages. So from leading age conferences to banking to car and automotive industry, people are people. You know, so that's the best part about it, is that it crosses. As long as there's people involved, I can be involved.
We love that. I mean, our mission is to inform and educate and influence everybody in senior living. And we want to make it better. And that's kind of our why.
Well, we're all going to be in senior living in some capacity. You know, when they spoke this morning about, you know, that sandwich group, I'm a sandwich person. You know, I have the mom and I have the dad and I have kids. And my dad passed a year and a half ago, but I was right in the middle of all the topics that we're talking about in the room today, you know, about that compassionate care and what does it look like for resources and so forth. So the best thing we can do is help each other along with this.
Absolutely. Well, Dr. Donna, we're so grateful that you spent time with us on Bridge the Gap podcast. And I know this is going to bring a lot of value back to our audience. So how, if people want to know more and they're interested in this topic, I believe that you actually have a book.
I do. I had a book that came out a year ago, November. Image Scrimmage. And while it targets women with body language, and it is really rooted in research, I think the back seven pages are, you know, complete citations, and that's the researcher in me, the responsibility, if you will. It's written in Donna speak, so I actually did write it, didn't have it ghosted. And it was because people were asking and really curious about that. And there's some great books on the market, and this is my contribution for anybody. Particularly, I noticed a lot of times, though, that women in coming back to the workplace or entering the workforce, maybe they weren't getting the equal consideration, and so let's talk about why, and let's make sure that you have an equal footing in this whole thing. Never at the expense of men, but only in the equality of men, is what I say. And so whether you're male or female, or you have a mom coming back to work, or a daughter you're bringing up, or a wife returning or just entering, it has some great takeaways. It's extremely practical, and the nice thing about it is you can jump in anywhere. Don't start with chapter one. Start with the chapter that interests you.
Wonderful.
That's awesome.
Thank you for
Wonderful.
That. And it's on my website. It's Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the whole normal circuit like that. Any place you want to get it like that.
And are you active on social media as well?
I am. The at Donna Van Natten, or hashtag Image Scrimmage, hashtag Body Language Doctor. I have a website, Body Language Doctor, which is dr.com.
Wonderful.
Fortunately, it's trademarked, and so I just worked hard on that as a business owner, and I'm fortunate that when I travel, that people have want to learn more about it. So I hope that this opportunity helps you as much as it helps me.
Well, we'll be following
That's
along,
awesome.
And we'll make sure that we put all of this in the show notes so that people can connect with you on our social media pages. And we just really appreciate your time.
Absolutely.
Safe travels today, and I'm sure this won't be the last time that we talk. So
I hope to see you every year. How's that?
Absolutely.
That's awesome.
You can count on it.
You
and
bet.
Thank you for listening.
I'll be watching you guys, and now you know I'll say things, and I'll call in and go, I see you.
You can be our personal coach.
That's
please.
Absolutely. Would more than happy to. You guys look fantastic, though, and you're just wonderful to work with. I appreciate you.
Wow,
thank
that's
you.
A big compliment.
Yeah,
I feel better already. Did my shoulders just raise up a little bit?
Yeah. Your torso just elevated.
I'm like super self-conscious. I'm like the closest to you right here in the scene. So, but anyways, thank you so much
You're
for your
welcome.
Time today. It's been a great episode here on Bridge the Gap.